W8FU, anybody around this morning for a check?
Any WRO? Sounding good there, Sean.
Morning, Tim. Yeah, it's one of these little SL7550s that were the topic of discussion recently. Sounds okay?
Sounds beyond okay. It is an excellent signal.
I got to figure out how to turn the volume up.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Groovy, I found it. It's a couple buttons on the side. It's so cute.
I'll have to check that one out. You mentioned the Yelp is still down, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Fred, let him know. They know that TJ's machine is down. The transmitter receiver works, but the transmitter is down. But the Mel Clemens machine is completely offline. So I'll send a message out to Fred. He generally doesn't get moving until a little later.
Well, that'll work. And then I was thinking of experiment last night. I don't know why I didn't think about this, but yeah, the isolating Richmond and putting that on, that's fine. And then I know you got to do the setting for the timeout. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute, we can self-serve. I can put this back on the 7.2. So I could join MI1 with 7.2. That might be actually more appropriate, provided 7.2 doesn't timeout.
Of course, that's the problem with what they do. I asked Fred about that once. He said that he disables his timers when he does that. But that requires, I'm going to have to look and see if there's a COP command or something that I can, and maybe utilizing John's macros that he's working on, we could have rated for that. But, yeah, we definitely got to deal with the timeout timers if we're going to. But, yes, that's absolutely something you could do. And that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, that sounds good. So, that might work. And then we have two options there. I should say maybe two backup options other than their normal ump. And the only reason it couldn't get to the ump last night is because it's like they're saying it's down. So, all right, Sean, let's get to it. NAWRO after you, sir.
All right, well, double check because I think MI2 is also runs that net. So, because I think they link MI1 and MI2, so you guys could just do your normal link to MI1. I know you guys haven't been doing that as of late, but, maybe you could just do a link to MI1 for that particular net, and it might be more apropos. All right, we'll catch you later. W8FU.
All right, copy or last on that. N8WRO.
KF8DRC, Detroit Rock City, from KF8EDQ. Jack, you got your radio on. I heard you over the other side there. KF8DRC, KF8EDQ. All right, nothing heard. KF8EDQ, I'll be clear and listening.
Casey, can you?
KF8DR, stay right on. KF8DR.
How is it going, Phil? KF8S.
All right, Dave. Some Novi here. I'm driving down to Wayne, of all places.
That's interesting. So you're on the Novi repeater then?
Yes, sir. So hopefully it's sounding good. I keep wondering if my audio is set right, because I've been hearing all kinds of reports. Some people say too loud compared to other people, too soft. I don't know if it's them or me.
Well, it's always hard to get DMR right, Some people speak loud and it amplifies it, and some people speak quiet and then turn the volume up a little bit, but it's not a big deal. So what is?
Yeah, it's kind of Plymouth or it's kind of between Plymouth and Ypsilanti down Michigan Avenue, I think. Fire department down there has got a Motorola radio they want to replace with a Kenwood, and we got to try to read it. Unfortunately, I have the software and the cable to do that. So we got to try to read it and try to match it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll be nice. I don't know, what's your opinion? You liking Kenwood better than Motorola these days, or are they about the same?
Well, you know, Motorola is definitely the Cadillac. I mean, the quality is much better and whatever. But the Kenwood stuff these days is pretty cool. You know, the stuff they're doing, the fact that you can get a single radio that has VHF, UHF, and 7800 in it, and do P25, NXDN, and DMR all in one box. That's sweet. Just out of anybody's price range.
Yeah, we can dream that they'll make some ham radio equipment that way, but, like, who would buy the, you know, in the commercial world, who would buy UHF and UHF? They're used by one or the other, I would think.
Yeah, most of them are, that you would find on the used market are VHF 800 or UHF 800, because, yeah, hardly any departments would use both. So, but you can get that radio and then give them by the license and just turn it on. I mean, it's all, the hardware is all there. It's just all firmware, you know, entitlements that they charge you for to turn on, and they charge you a lot for some of them.
I guess that's the way to do it. Make the hardware do everything and then unlock by software. That way they just do everything in one factory.
Yeah. And the other thing, I don't think you'd see any of this in the ham market, because this is the Viking division, which is almost like a separate company. I mean, they were at one time.
Yeah, so like anything, if you are somebody that does it for a living and you come across equipment that's being retired, you might be able to snatch one.
Yeah, I mean, I can get one at cost, but cost is still prohibitive. I mean, I'm not willing to shell out, you know, $6,000-$7,000 for a radio that does all that, because that's what it costs.
Yeah, that's too much, you know, in my mind. For me, you know, other people like radio, you know, if they're radio geeks and radio is like a primary hobby, then yeah. But I would rather spend that money in computer stuff, you know, not all at once, but over time, just because that's where I spend most of my time.
Yeah, oh, God. I think you really just almost sideswipe somebody and switching lanes without looking. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, the driving is just nuts out here. Well, so, if you're into the computer stuff, I know you can spend a ton on that, too. What do you got for a main computer?
Oh, I don't even spend that much on, you know, even me into this stuff, I don't spend that much on computer stuff, but I've got Mac equipment. You know, over the years, I'm sure I've spent lots of money on computer stuff, but my latest purchase was a Mac Mini back before everybody started wanting one, so I'm glad I got the... I started seeing the trend where people were snatching Mac Minis, so I go, I've got to get a Mac Mini so that I can do local AI, you know? So I didn't get a really expensive one, though. I just got the modest one. It's only got 64 gigs of RAM. You really need 128 to do anything good with AI, and that's like crazy pricing. But it does the purpose. It just sits there in the corner and it runs things, you know, throughout the day, and I give it some tasks to do. But pretty much I got Mac stuff, but I do have one PC and I do have one Linux box, so I kind of have to have one of everything, right?
Yeah. Well, I've got I just have a Dell Optiflex for PC. I do have four monitors running on it. One is a big display monitor. It just basically shows all my node statuses. The others do other things, but seems to work okay. Not a Mac guy, so, I mean, it was a long time ago when the first Macs came out. I just passed the Guardian alarm truck with a, looked like a, either a diamond or a common multi, you know, dual band high gain antenna on it. It's obviously a ham.
Oh, it's probably somebody that works with Cujo or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I was never a Mac guy until, like, I want to say around 2008 or, you know, back when they had the whole campaign, the Mac versus PC. Remember those commercials with the guy and the two guys fighting, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. And I think that's where I started getting into it. But I mostly got into it for my job because, like, they needed people to package software for Mac. And so I volunteered, and then I, you know, that was my gateway into getting a Mac for work, and then kind of bled into personal stuff. And it's mostly, the thing that I really like about Mac is that it's got, like, a Unix-like shell, like, for in the terminal. And that's what I gravitated towards. Like, I couldn't do Linux, because Linux was just, like, it's too hard to do a desktop with that at the time. And, Windows, the WSL stuff, of course, was not there yet. That's the Windows subsystem for Linux. Like, nowadays, if you've got a Windows box, you can pretty much do a lot of the things that you weren't able to do before, because you can have, like, a little virtual machine behind the scenes for Linux, and you can kind of fake that you have Linux on your Windows machine.
Yeah, that is a key point, that it does run on Unix or Linux, which is such a solid operating system. You know, I used to, my business system ran on an IBM AIX, which was a form of Linux. There was their version. And, man, that thing just ran and ran and ran. I mean, you know, about every 6 months I'd reboot it just for the hell of it, just, you know, because nothing ever degraded with the performance or had issues. It was just ran.
Yep, and a lot of the stuff we do in ham radio is Linux-based, you know, all-star nodes. I'm sure a lot of systems here at MI5 have you know, Linux running in the background for something. And so it goes with ham radio, I guess. Unfortunately, we need Windows for programming our radios. So, I mean, that's the main reason I keep a Windows PC is for programming radios. And a lot of the stuff can be done in parallels on a Mac, but there's certain serial drivers that they did not port to ARM. So if they ported the serial driver, you know, USB serial driver to ARM, then it runs fine. But if it's like an x86 driver, it will not, like, convert.
Yeah, that's a problem. You know, there's a lot of software that's just not, won't run on a Mac, like you're saying. And also same thing with why I have Android versus Apple, because there's a lot of apps that just don't work on there. All right, I'm getting close to where I got to be. I'm actually in Wayne. So first I got to find a place to get some lunch, and then I got to go to this place. So I got to look around, be astute. Catch you later, KFAS-KHPR.
All right, good luck. Hopefully the job is fast, in and out. All right, talk to you later, KFAS.
KKKJL, NWRO, Kenny out there on PMR. NWRO, KKJL.
Yeah, define anybody.
Any on PMR, Sam?
KPR, are you copying?
How's this video sound? Do I need to turn it down or anything?
Well, I got nothing to compare it to. Sounds okay.
This is a little Motorola Aspel 7550. Going through my open spot, just seeing how it sounds.
Yeah, a little muffled. I don't know. I think that's just how DMR sounds.
All right, so am I too quiet then? Because I can try setting up the mic gain if that's an issue.
No, I don't think you need to do that. Your ID's not coming through, though. I'm coming up with something with a 138 something. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we got somebody else to compare with. Let's try again with Dave here. Alternate. Say something, jump it over to Dave.
KDJO, Rio Test, DMR, Portal SL 7550, going to DMR on his butt. Or so. KDJO.
Yeah, your audio sounds good, Tom, and so does Phil's. As far as the DMR ID, Phil, just to give you some information there, there's some issue going from Brandmeister to MI5 where it mangles the ID. If you were to look on the MI5 dashboard, you'll see Tom's ID just fine. It's just, I don't know, nobody knows what it is. There's some, either Brandmeister's at fault, MI5's at fault, nobody wants to resolve it. So it is the way it is. Anybody coming from a hotspot, you're not going to see their real ID.
Interesting. Yeah. Because when I listen to it on my hotspot, I see the ID, the proper IDs. So yeah, it's something with the MI5 network. All right, I got to get back to work here. Catch you guys later. But your audios sound comparable. So I think you're good there, Tom. How are you? KPR, I'm up.
Hi, Phil. Have a good day at work. Yeah, I was just trying this out. I just got it all programmed and messing around with it. So I'm a happy camper. Well worth the money I put into it. KKKJO.
Roger that. Yeah, just to be clear, I'm not trying to nitpick or blame anybody. I'm just saying we have to live with it. So the repeaters are the... I always think of MI5 as a repeater network. So when you're on the repeaters, everything's going to be fine. When you're on the hotspots, it may be hit or miss whether you miss or hear transmission. You know, typically people are going to be on 3104, but it doesn't matter. The DMR ID does not translate over. People who are on hotspots will see each other's IDs, but... Yeah, it is what it is.
All right, yeah, because yours is coming across as your ID, and Bill's is coming across as his ID, so, yeah, it might be just something lost in translation somewhere. Cool beans. That's what I was wondering. I'm just messing around with it today and seeing how it does. So, awesome. Thank you very much, sir. I need to pay attention when I'm driving now before I bring up my exit like I did last time. 73,
KCKGO. Yep, talk to you later. KFKS.
KFKS, KE8VSI.
You got strong audio, KFKS.
Oh, I'm probably a little too close to the mic. Anyway, can you switch over to the hub for a minute? I want to test mine. It doesn't seem to be, something seems off.
Yep, KFKS. QSY.
KE8VSI. Clear.
KZ8VSI, Greg, do you have KZ8Z? Nothing there.
KZ8Z, KZ8VSI, yes, I copy.
Wow, very cool. I figured I'd throw it out there and say, if you don't make the call, you won't make the contact. This sounds great. I'm heading over to the that Jarzynski meat store. I don't remember the name, but it's Jarnik or Jar, whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about. Picking up a chicken and some ribs and such.
Oh, all right, very good. Yeah, I just came right back. I was in my office earlier, and I stepped out for a bit, came back in, and I heard you. It was like just happenstance. I had the radio on, and it was scanning. So, all right, glad that worked out.
You are sounding great. Looking at the dashboard, coming in pretty good, too. Not bad. So, cool.
Jeez, I'm behind a garbage truck, and this guy has now dropped 2 bags of garbage on the road off the side of his truck. Not good. What an idiot.
Yep, it should be good. I was looking outside today, not prepared, well, a little too late today to go. So, and I looked at the weather, and I'm like, okay, that looks to be the same. So figured I'd throw it out there. It's been a while since we've been to a park. So everybody I can think of has been one way or another notified, and that should work out good.
Sounds cool. Hey, how was that that goat place you went to? Something pickled goat? I think it was.
That's for Sue's birthday. Yeah, it was a pickled goat in New Baltimore. Kind of a quirky little restaurant / bar. food was good. Sue got like a flute of margaritas and some gluten-free pizza and some fancy dessert. I just got an Italian sub, but all of it was real good. The place was kind of neat, had some neat artwork and just a different kind of vibe to it. And then we walked down the street a little ways. It's a little downtown area in New Baltimore. Walked down the street to the park at the end where there's a small beach and pavilion and stuff like that, and watched the ducks and seagulls and geese and other people. And so it worked out pretty good. It was a neat little excursion.
Oh, that's cool. Uh-oh. I think the store is closed. Well, maybe not. I just pulled up. Okay, I'll talk to you, and then we'll catch up on what time to the park. I'm going to try and get there a little earlier than my normal late noon show up. But we'll text. Okay, I'm going to run in here. I'm glad I caught you. This is great trying this out. For KEHSI, KZ8ZM, all happy years.
All right, cool. Talk to you soon. KE8ZSI.
KEAVSI, W8FU.
Well, good afternoon, Sean. What's going on?
Are you on your 7550E?
I am not. I am on my TYT ME9600 it's kind of in the attic. The 7550E does work from inside my house. But not quite perfectly. Pretty close. It works fairly good. If I were outside, you wouldn't know the difference. So I'm really happy with it. Drove around with it a little bit today. Slick little thing. Did you get one?
I did. I'm on it right now. And I was just talking to Dave. He said he got one too, and you guys were talking on it. That's why he called you. And I just wanted to see how you sounded on it. But no big deal. But this is mine, so pretty nifty.
All right. Well, I'm inside my house, and now I'm talking on it, so this is what it sounds like. Should be okay. Might be dropping a few packets.
No, you were solid. The audio quality is a little thinner than the other radio, but I know there's a lot of settings for that, mobile from the menu, but... No, pretty cool little toy.
Yeah, I like it. Glad you got one. Glad you like it. I do want to start with the wrong thing. It works. But
this in conjunction with the open spot, and you got yourself a pretty stealthy, kind of cool setup, so. All right, anyhow, I just wanted to hear it. So you are dropping out a little bit, so you know you're much better on the other radio, obviously. All right. Have fun. Thanks for coming back. Let me hear it. After yours, WAFU.
All right, very good. Glad you got one. Glad you like it. Sounds fantastic. So. Okay, Pierre.
KZKJL.
KF8, DRC, W8RC returning. How are you?
Oh, very good. How about you? How's your day going?
Hi, Dick. Well, my day went very well. What do you know? Surprised me well. So I don't know if my Friday's going to turn out to be my Monday or if my Friday will turn out to be good. I don't know if we've chatted or Dick. I think I know your name, but I don't know if you know mine. The name here is Dave. And I would say, doing pretty good. Maybe we'll cut the grass today, but I'll probably end up going out for a bike ride here, I think, here. Get some more miles on.
Oh, I see. How you doing, Dave? I think he came one day to the breakfast, correct?
Negative. No, I don't know anything about a breakfast. Might be another Dave. Challenge for you. I call it W8RIT, and I like working different hams who have suffixes that are like acronyms for radio, you know, like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, you're sounding good. Well, where are you located at? I'm over here in Rochester.
Copy of the internet, Jack, or was I broken?
No, you were a little bit broken.
Okay. Well, the joys of moving HT. anyways, I was going to say, Jack, I noticed that my call sign is W8RT, and I like to work from people who have planner, LLC, et cetera. And I heard you go on for Detroit Rock City, and I said, I got to love that part. So now I'm going to have a challenge for you, Jack. I was going to say, maybe you can work out other people who have the radio call suffixes like MCM, Motor City Magman, you know, for Ted Nugent. Or you could do YES, you know, YES, or CCR. You have to see about working with some people who have suffixes like that. What do you think?
Roger that. I don't know what, but the FCC issued that license. So I went on the AI, and I found that. So I said, hey, that is nice. And I asked around. He said, that is good. And that's what I go on a GM repeater in Renaissance. And I was there every day, almost there, but not today.
Well, I'm probably going to get in here. I just got home from work here, but next for ham radio. You got anything in mind that you'd like to buy?
No, I have two All-Star, plus I have another one that works on the computer and also works on this radio that I have the TYT390 plus, and I last year I was talking to ISS twice. This year I talked to them once 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I made a few contacts via the ISS. One of them was kind of a new contact to some friends who are local, so it was kind of wasted, but it was still kind of a neat experience. That is pretty cool.
Kind of neat, you know, because I watch what time they come in, and if it's a good time to get on the radio, I do get on the radio, and that was 2 weeks ago, that's when I talked to them. Like about 12 o'clock, a little bit was, before 12 o'clock, and I caught them. They answered me back, though.
I talked to you from the ISS.
A radio do you have? I'm on that TYT390+.
All right, Jack, I haven't heard anything. I'll listen up here for you, but right now I'm going to head on in. W-8-R-I-T.
All right, no problem. Good talking to you, and thank you for coming back. You take care and have a good day. KF8, DRC.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. I'll chat with you later on. You have a reader, WARD.
KF8ECW, testing on statewide 1 from Nova. KF8ECW, Chris.
KF8FTS, monitoring. KC8KJO. KC8KJO, this is KF8FTS. Do you... Yeah, Dave, I'm here. I'm on another radio. I'll be back in a bit. KC8KJO. KF8FGS, KC8KJO. KF8FGS, KC8KJO. Dave, you still out there?
KF8FTS, back to you, KJO.
Yeah, I got a couple of minutes. I'm on my way home. What's up?
I have programmed, I just got this programmed into my base radio. Got that Anytone 578 I use as a base, and I just want just testing it out. Apparently it's working.
Sounds good to me, sir. What kind of radio are you using as a base?
This is an Anytone 578 tri-bander. I just reduced the power to, what am I running here, like 1 watt. Yeah, it's a half a watt right now.
Oh, that's more than enough to get into my 5 month limits. It sounds loud and clear, 5 9.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Yeah, Cliff over at the meeting Thursday night, the McCormick RPSC, clued me in how to get it programmed right. And so now I just got to, since I'm going to use this as a base, I guess this is the only repeater I need for the MI5. So I'll have to program in Statewide 2 is the only other one. And then maybe some of the, I don't know if I need the event ones or not. I'll probably program them in anyway.
I'm using what I do. I work 2 radios.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'll put a few of them in once I get it totally figured out. Of course, he walked me through it. I had my laptop there, and he walked me through it. Now I just got to walk myself through it again to do Statewide 2.
Go from 51 to 52, and then you save it, and you're done. All right, I'm on final approach here to my home QTH, so I will be back out tomorrow. See how the day goes when I get home. So I will try to show later. Somebody turn your final. KJL.
Thank you very much for the comeback at 73. I'm glad you had a safe day, safe return, your QTH. And we'll talk again soon. KF8, FGS, clear.
NAPZT, Indian River, listening. Heard NAPZT clear.